I'm going to start my programme today with news of a just-released report that I find really dramatic. The research done to draw up the report I'm referring to has revealed that armed conflict in Africa has cost around $300 billion in a 15-year period. And that amount is equal to the total amount of money received in aid during the same time. The report, drawn up by a number of non-governmental organisations, including Oxfam, says that, on average, a war, a civil war, or an insurgency shrinks an African economy by 15%. I read that this is the first time analysts have calculated the overall effects of armed violence on development. And Oxfam's executive director, Paul Bendix, says the findings of the report are being used to press for a new international arms trade treaty.
The report really aims at alarming people on how much money is being spent on armed conflict in Africa, money that should be used for development. And of course, in wars, development doesn't take place, but in addition, money is lost in a tremendous amount. It's roughly $300 billion that was lost in the last 15 years. And that we feel is alarming, and we ask for an arms trade treaty to be signed in New York at the United Nations to try and control arms trade. That to us is to our opinion, is the most important thing to stop these wars and armed conflicts anywhere, especially in Africa.
But is there anything else the international community can do to help put a stop to this dramatic situation?
Well, the treaty is the most important thing because armed conflicts take place because weapons are around. Africa is swarming with weapons, Kalashnikovs, but nobody really knows where they come from, who has how many. So our plea has been for years to try and get this arms trade treaty signed. Our arguing is if today you can trace every suitcase around the world in travel, you should be able to trace arms and ammunition anywhere in the world. This is sort of the comparison that we make and to show that it's possible.
And today, which are the regions that are most affected by conflict?
Well, in Africa, it's really all over. It's not every country, not every one of the 52 countries, but it's all over Africa. From the struggle in southern Africa is an example in the south, and the long war in Algeria is the example in the north. And of course, you've got Darfur conflict, you've got the Congo conflict, you've got a war in Uganda that's been going on for ages. There are certain parts in Africa where conflict has been on and off for a very, very long time. West Africa is quieter now. It was terrible some years ago.
And what are the main obstacles faced by campaigners of a global legally binding arms trade treaty?
Well, some large arms trade countries are not really that keen to control the arms trade. As far as we know, the United States has not agreed to sign, neither has Russia. And of course, the former East Bloc countries also have large arms trade activities. I think, as far as we know, Germany, that's of course is our main target. Germany would be prepared to sign this treaty, but it's other countries that we need to convince. I think it's more than 150 countries at the United Nations are prepared to sign this, but some of the most important countries have not been convinced yet.
So, Mr. Bendix, what is your appeal?
Control arms. That is our plea. Control arms for the benefit of Africa and other poor countries.